Log Talk Radio.
Yes, and this is Rob Rourke of Texas having an early show this time, and we're going to be on the air again. I want to apologize right off. I originally scheduled an 8:30 a.m. show for tomorrow, but due to the campaign and how campaign schedules change so easily, I'm going to be scheduled for 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. And this is the a new theme we're trying out. It's from the movie Steven Spielberg made, and it's called 1941. This is the 1941 March. But hey, enough about that. Let's talk. Remember now, we like to talk a little politics, but we also like to hear what you have to say, because frankly, that's what matters to us. And if you got any comments during this 30-minute show, number to call in is 718-664-9825. Again, that's 718-664-9825. Well, let's talk a few things about what's going on around here and news in general. To the weather. Well, they're saying it's going to be the last, feel like the last triple digit heat of the month so far. We are going to be seeing rain most of next week. Well, I think we all agree we'll believe it when we feel it. So then, as far as national news, just when you thought it was safe to listen to one politician speak, there are rumors now that two more are getting into the Democratic side of the presidential race. Vice President Biden has been rumored to, he's talking to a few people. And of course, then there is Al Gore. And the biggest rumor about that is that not too many people are there. They're saying don't look into it too well. And here the if you listen to the news like the Today program, basically is because Bernie Sanders, they don't think he is a good image, a good fit for the Democratic Party. He's too independent minded. Well, Hillary is rather damaged, and so I myself haven't decided yet. I'm just looking for my campaign. I want to work with the Congress. I want to work with the President, whoever that person may be. But I want to push Democratic ideas. I want to find that common ground. And let's turn the music down. Let's push it, the stop button. Now let's turn to something more noteworthy than politics in this country for a while. What happened in China this past couple of days? A lot of people are hurt, and the death toll is going to probably rise a little bit, or quite a bit. Anybody who hadn't seen that cell phone video of the explosion in that city, and I am drawing a blank on it right now, folks, I apologize, in China, look it up. It has probably gone viral. Something made something blow up, basically. But the devastation is just unreal. And the fact that people are hurt, that is the main thing. Right now, that is the main thing. People are hurt. People have died because of this. And we should send our prayers. And if they ask for help, we should send help. Because that's what this country is all about. It's helping people, believing in freedom, and the freedom to help whenever we decide and we offer. That's what this country is about. But hey, let's get back to this idea of, we like to talk a little politics. Okay. I have some ideas that I'm putting forth in this. Oh, yeah, also, I'm sorry, I almost forgot this. We have an event coming up for Rob 2016 for Congress. A co-worker and volunteer to the campaign is offering his home and his apartment as a means of ground zero, a meeting area, communication center, if you want to call it, at 1110 El Camino Village Drive, apartment 723, 6:30 to 8 on September 3rd, 2015. We're going to have a literature drop. Of course, I'm going to be there. We're going to have a literature drop, and we are going to introduce the campaign to the neighborhood. So if you can, come. We want to start this campaign. We want to get push it forward. And when some of the ideas that we're going to be pushing is like education reforms. That's what we're going to push. Our main thing is education reform. You know, if you think about it, basically it boils down to this. Education and politics do not mix. Lyndon Johnson believed in the idea of education for all, and an equal education and a challenging education. And that's why his name is up on the Department of Education building. He believed in education that much, and he pushed ideas that brought about education for everyone, equal and balanced education. But, you know, you think about it this way. There are too many politicians out there that are talking about, when they talk education, shut down the Department of Education. It's ineffective. Well, my only argument, my only response to that is don't shut it down. Redefine it. Because if you think about it, you know, this is something Ronald Reagan said. Yeah, I'm quoting a Republican president, but think about it. He was of the opinion that education is an issue of states' rights. Think about it. It is. This state should be more responsible, and not just Texas, but every state should be have more responsibility laid on it for education of the children of each state. Texas should be more responsible for their education. Louisiana, Oklahoma, all the rest of the states, they need to be more responsible. So what we're planning is this. It's a big package. We want to eventually, the idea is take politics out of education. Simple as that. But we also want to let the teachers teach. Plain and simple. Let the teachers teach. Our school, we have, our plan could be easily defined as trickle-down education. We want to make the Department of Education a general government office. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about today over the next 21 minutes, is a general government, is a conversion from the Department of Education to the Office of Education, or as I like to say, the OOE. And yes, to my friends out there that have listened, I have seen one too many James Bond movies. But that's beside the point. Think about it. Every time we have a new president elected, we have a new overall agenda, which means more bureaucracy and red tape. And again, like I said, if one student, as a result, one more student falls through the cracks, and if one falls through the cracks and fails because of the bureaucracy, then that's one too many, as far as I'm concerned. One too many. So our biggest objective in this whole plan, and it's a big package, is the conversion. And I want to hear your opinions. call in at 718-664-9825 and tell me what you think as we're going. Because this guy, I'm going to take it one step at a time. We're going to go over, we're going to look at the single framework that I propose. We're going to look at the idea of teaching, and testing. And we're going to include the idea, we're going to also talk about the idea of how to teach our students how to take tests. And when that we propose, and of course, the idea is in this whole big conversion, and this whole big plan, is to first convert the Department of Education to an Office of Education. Second is for them to come up with a, and we're going to put in place a framework for a single framework of education, which will then be passed down. Will be passed down to the states, which will then be passed down to the school districts, and then to the teacher to implement. That's just a simple step-by-step basis. And could it, would it take that little time, or that those few steps? Yeah, I think it can. And I believe it can. It can do that. It can be done. So again, if you've got a thought just on what you've heard so far, give me a call, 718-664-9825. Pardon me. Something we got going around here, folks. Wind blows one way, heat blows another, and whoever's caught in the middle gets winds up with kind of an allergy-laden cough fest, sneezing our heads off and so on. But getting back to this, education. We need students that are to be challenged. We need them to learn. And we can only do it if we have a plan that is based on the idea of letting the teacher teach. That's it. So again, let's get back to this idea. The biggest obstacle on this, and the big, well, not obstacle, but hurdle, is going to be the conversion of the Department of Education to the, from that of a cabinet position to a general government office. See, we want to cut out the bureaucracy in education. We want to get back to the idea of letting the teacher teach. If we do so, if we can do that, we're a step better toward challenging our kids, or having our kids challenged in classes and learning something. Not to be go. I mean, think about it this way. My generation, I went through K through 12, and I didn't use a calculator until I got into later grades. I mean, even college. But I did learn my multiplication tables and my division tables. And I could use this as an example. I also worked my way through school as a substitute teacher. I know I'm sidetracking, folks, and I apologize, but I've got to say this story over again. One of the times I went into a classroom as a substitute, I was kind of a roving instructor for the day. I would help kids who just could not get past a certain point. I remember this one little kid who was in an elementary school, and he, for the life of him, he could not multiply 9 times 7. And I will say it this way. While he may not remember me, I remember him. I remember him so distinctly. Because I put it to him this way. How many, and I got him thinking as a result, how many touchdown, how many points to it does a touchdown plus the point after equal? And he said 7. Okay, so now let's count out and work and put together 9 sevens. So with 7, 14, 21, all the way up to 56, and then 63. I just pointed it at the board. I counted it up. Wrote every time I came up with it, 7 times this. We took the next step and went to 63. And when he got there, the smile on his face could never have been bigger and brighter. And he looked so happy, so pleased that he achieved something. And then I challenged him. It was, that would be the one thing I will always remember, because my stint as a substitute teacher. And frankly, I'll be honest with you, I can say for myself, I got a few of them, a few of those smiles. But I worked with those kids. Not many, I'm not trying to put down substitutes, but I've heard a lot of subs talk about how they were there for the money and glad to get out. But that's my experience. I'm there, I'm going to go, and I'm going to work with those kids to the best of my ability. I am not going to go and just be there just for the checks. But let's get back to this idea. We're talking about the conversion. Sorry for the sidetrack. Let's get back to the conversion of this whole thing. What we're talking about is converting and downsizing and cutting bureaucracy and red tape. Because every 4 to 8 years, when we have a new president, we have a new political agenda across the board. Now, if we can remove one of those pieces, as in the Department of Education, cut out its red tape, streamline it, and tell them you have one objective. That's going to be a big hassle to some people. But I think it's a hassle worth challenging. Because we want, you know, you want a government that works. You want a government that says we're doing something. Well, yes, this is a government that's going to have straightforward answer to education. Straightforward set of standards that they can pass on to the states, for the states to eventually pass on to the teachers. But we need to move the Department of Education to from cabinet position that changes with every presidential election, every new presidential election, to a regular government office. Give them one objective, and that is a single framework of education. One objective. It'll cut out a lot of red tape. It'll cut out a lot of bureaucracy. And it will cut out unnecessary objectives and take politics out of the classroom. Yes, we've heard, and again, we've heard many politicians going and saying, shut it down. Shut the DOE down. It's irrelevant. We've even heard I've heard libertarians talk about making it into a business. We can avoid these crazy, if not stupid, ideas. Let's be honest. Education is not a business. Politics doesn't belong in education. Education belongs to education. Period. Our students need, our children need to be challenged in school. Oh, sorry. I had a hand-free device with a cord on, and I just happened to hit the cord. We need to challenge our kids in school, period. Our children, they are the next generation. Do we need them walking around looking at their cell phones and not looking at what's going on in front of them? Yes, their cell phones. A cell phone gets you anything and everything at the touch of a few buttons. But when it comes to school, comes to their education, we need to challenge. They need to be challenged on what they think. As how is the well? Let's say the only buttons they need to be pushing are that and what's going on the machines in between their ears, their brain. Learning is the idea. We don't need reference points that say "No Child Left Behind" or "Race to the Front." Yeah, I'm giving you a reference point, a single framework of education. But I'm putting it simple. Single framework of education. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next Ron Rourke of Texas. And that'll be tomorrow. But we need, you know, we need it. Our kids need it. Our children need it. Because we strayed from the idea of educating our children to mass produce education. Make it truly irrelevant. We need our kids to learn. And I could give you one example. This is a great, I would call this a great example of why we need our kids to learn. And yes, it does say something about the state, how the state runs it. Anyone who tells you, and this is a quote from out of the Houston Chronicle, Elisa Falkenberg back in March 1st, 2012. Anyone who tells you that they are not teaching the test is either a liar or a PE teacher. And this was a social studies teacher in Fort Bend ISD. Yes. Now, what's wrong with that, folks? We've got 8 minutes, so if you got an opinion, what is wrong with that? What is wrong with that thought? And I know I'll tell you right there, we need our kids need to be challenged. Our kids need to be challenged, and the politics needs to be taken out of education. This is where my plan comes into play. Convert the Department of Education from a cabinet position, which is politically based. I mean, think about it this way. Rod Paige was a good man. He did a lot of good things at Houston Independent School District. But was he truly the best man for the job when it came to running the Department of Education? I believe, if I remember correctly, he got his PhD at TSU, and I admire the guy. But I wonder if doing a dissertation for a PhD on how to tackle or how to much less how to block or tackle another player in football makes him qualified to be a bureaucrat. Simple as that. We don't need titles or reference points every 4 to 8 years when we have a new president elected. We need action. And I'm proposing something. While this may not have been the best story in the world, I'm proposing something right now that says we can put this together. Fairly simple. I'm starting off with the biggest point first and trying to talk about it. And, you know, we might actually review a little bit come Saturday. But the point is, we could do something to challenge our kids, and we can give them a reason to learn and give them an idea of what life could be like without a calculator, without a cell phone, or what life was like. As I learned, my friends learned how to live a life without all this technology at the touch of a finger. While that's good, don't misunderstand me, that's good. But how is that helping you to learn anything except pick up a phone and touch a button? Take a selfie. The point is, we want our kids to learn. I can say this much. I've got a niece who's working on her PhD in physiotherapy. She went to Oklahoma. And she did pretty damn good. Pardon me for saying it that way. And now she's at a residency at Texas Women's. And all I can say is, Allie Rourke, Uncle Rob's proud of you, kiddo. Keep up the work. She is meeting the challenges of education today. And she's putting it in a perspective that makes sense. She is going forward and learning, continuing to learn, because she wants to do something. My nephew, Jonathan, he's an engineer. Could have played football. Went to A&M, could have played football. But he decided he wanted to be an engineer. And I've got a daughter in Virginia, Mackenzie. And she wants to be, our last time I heard, and she's only 14, she wants to be a fashion designer. Well, she's a little bit like yours truly. She takes that artistic angle. But I'm going to say to her, I'll support you, your decision, but you're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to go to school. You're going to have to be the best student you can be. I'm not going to tell you like my grandparents told me. Study your pages first. That's a hobby. Why are you doing this when you've got homework? To those kids, I say keep up the good work. Keep going forward. Oh, you're kidding. And learn. And to any student out there, I say keep going forward. Learn. Hey, well, we're going to be signing off soon. I just wanted to also say this. While I never had the chance to vote for you, Mr. Carter, I respect the work that you've done as president and as a humanitarian. And I would like to say, like, all the people of this country, our prayers are with you. And may the doctors at Emory University Medical Center, may they help you. And may they turn this around. And get well, sir. And so we're approaching the... Thank you, darling. I just want to say, we'll be back tomorrow, 5 o'clock, not 8:30, 5 o'clock, folks. And we'll be talking about, we're going to tell you about the meeting we had yesterday or tomorrow morning. And we're going to take it from there. Talk a little more about the Education Reform Act. But I want to get, before I go, I want to give this shout out to a little lady in Virginia. Thank you. Little lady in Virginia. Shortcake, your Papa Rob loves you very much, kiddo. All I can say is be the best you you can be. Just remember that. I will always love you, and I will always believe in you. And all you have to do is give me a call. Have a good day now. And to everyone out there, I'll say it this way. Please have a good day. Have a cool day. Enjoy it. And enjoy the day. This has been Rob Rourke of Texas. Thank you, darling. I'm about to sign off, so I'll say good day. Bye.